And our reading comes from Luke chapter 14. It's verses 1 and then it's 7 to 14. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests would chose the places of honour, Jesus told them a parable. When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honour, in case someone more distinguished than you that has been invited by your host. And then the host who invited both of you may come to you and say to you, "Well, give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you're invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honoured in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbours, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For what will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous?" And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our speaker today is Mark Kostick, who very kindly has also pre-recorded his teaching for us. And so I'm going to hand you over to Mark.
Good morning. Lord, I pray that you will speak to us through your word today. Amen. Compassion International is a Christian humanitarian charity that helps children living in poverty. It describes itself as Christ-centered, church-based, and child-focused. And it works by asking people to sponsor a child and give that child encouragement by writing regular letters. One such child was a Filipino boy, Timothy, sponsored from the age of 7 by someone going under the name of George Walker. Only when Timothy left the sponsorship scheme at the age of 17 was it revealed his sponsor was none other than George Bush Sr., the former President of the United States. Even Mr. Bush's family didn't know about the sponsorship until years later. The Compassion Charity's former president, Wes Stafford, said, "I love it that one of the most powerful men in the world, without any fanfare, reached out to one of the poorest children in the world. And I have a feeling he did a lot of good things that we don't know about, a lot of things we probably never will." Today's reading is all about such humility and about doing good deeds without expecting acknowledgement. Once again, we find Jesus sitting at table for a meal. And once again, his parables are all about hospitality, food, and dinner parties. The first part of the passage, he's setting a scene familiar to the other dinner guests and to us. I can remember being at important meals, maybe a wedding reception, where we weren't immediate family or close friends, or a business function. We'll just take a look at the table plan to see where we're sitting. Table 18 near the door. I don't know the other people on the table, so we've got to make polite conversation with them for the next hour or two. Why is so-and-so on the top table anyway? Well, in the absence of a dinner plan, however, Jesus gives the example of someone presuming to take the top spot on the top table, only to be humiliated when asked to make way for a more important guest. So better not to presume and just take a lower place to start off with. This is the sort of point that Jesus makes so often. For example, when the disciples were arguing about which one of them would be taking the highest position when Jesus came into his kingdom. To them, the response was, "Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant." Or there's the parable of the workers in the vineyard. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And as Jesus says today, when talking about the dinner guests, all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. This is Jesus' countercultural thinking, his way of turning things upside down, which makes us stop, think and examine our behaviours. And just as we shouldn't draw attention to ourselves for going for that top spot, Jesus also provides a lesson on how we should give or how we should do good deeds. I'm sure there's something in me that wants a tangible reward in the here and now, wants an acknowledgement of the things I think I've done well. It must be a normal human impulse. There's that craving for status, for public recognition. Whilst, of course, there's nothing wrong with friendly encouragement or acknowledgement, why is it sometimes that the brash and the self-publicist seem to get all the kudos and praise? Why does life not seem to be fair and just? For example, when it comes to the media's attitude to the church, quick to criticise or mock, but slow to acknowledge the good things the people of faith have done and are still doing. For example, how many of the general public know that the Trussell Trust, which started food banks, is based on, shaped and guided by Christian principles? For example, Justin Welby, our Archbishop of Canterbury, he was lambasted in the press for the church's perceived lacklustre response to the pandemic when he dares to make so-called political statements. It then came out that he'd been making unpublicised visits to minister to patients at St Thomas's Hospital. Sometimes I think, why aren't these things shouted from the rooftops? Why doesn't all this good stuff that the churches are doing, all the millions of pounds that are raised by and through the church, why isn't that recognised more, acknowledged for what it is, ruled with gratitude and warm appreciation? In the same way that we as individuals seek recognition for our good deeds. Well, actually no, says Jesus, again turning our expectations upside down. Boasting about giving or other good works is not the way of the kingdom of God. Elsewhere, Jesus condemned the attitude of those who give with the wrong motives. In Matthew's gospel, he says, whenever you give alms, in other words, charity, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so others may praise them. Truly I tell you, they've received their reward. But when you give alms, do not yet let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And today, Jesus illustrates this further by another parable about a dinner party. He tells his hosts not to invite those rich or important people from whom a return invitation may be expected, rather to invite those who are in no position to reciprocate. If we give to gain reward, we will get none, save for the temporary and unsatisfying earthly reward, no reward save for our brief moment in the spotlight of public opinion. And indeed, of course, there's such a thing as false humility. We would be acting with false motives if we deliberately took the lower place in the hope of being publicly rewarded. And as the Bible tells us, we can't buy our way into heaven by doing good works. Rather, Jesus is saying, do good in secret. Do good to those who cannot give in return. Our giving should be in response to God's love for us through Jesus, the love of that God who gave the greatest gift of all, God who so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So let's leave the whole question of reward and recognition to God. If perhaps we imagine ourselves at that wedding banquet, Jesus is talking about. And the host arrives. The host is, of course, Jesus. When we see him face to face, might he say to us, friend. Amen.
Thank you, Mark. Let's pray.